I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. Maybe you've noticed wind farms, groupings of large wind turbines, when driving through parts of rural Illinois. In time, the state's countryside will also be home to solar farms. These groupings of solar panels will cover dozens, even hundreds of acres. Last week, Patrick Fitzgerald, an attorney representing Baywa RE, a company hoping to build a solar farm in Champaign County, told a county board committee that he had some good news to report.
And that is the Illinois Power Authority awarded this development a full subscription of the renewable energy credits. What that means is this development, if you bless it, if the county board blesses it, has a very real chance of actually happening.
The Champaign County Board will take a final vote on whether to bless the Baywa Solar Farm project in a couple of weeks. But those renewable energy credits are the reason that Baywa and other companies are proposing solar farms in Illinois right now. Those credits are part of the Future Energy Jobs Act, which, among other things, includes money to ensure that the state's three major utilities use a certain amount of electricity generated by wind and solar.
Every customer of ComEd, Ameren, and MidAmerican has a small line item on their bill every month to collect money for renewable energy, and that then creates a budget the utilities can use for supporting this program.
That's Anthony Starr with the Illinois Power Agency, which issues the renewable energy credits that utility companies use to keep track of the renewable energy they're obligated to buy. That guaranteed market is what's attracting the current wave of solar farm proposals in Illinois. The Baywa proposal is one of the big ones, 150 megawatts worth of solar panels to be mounted on nearly 1,200 acres of leased farmland east of Sydney. Sean Gallagher with the Solar Energy Industries Association, a trade group, says the Baywa project would be part of an exponential increase in Illinois' solar generating capacity, which is currently just under 100 megawatts.
The Future Energy Jobs Act has a goal of 1,300 megawatts of solar by 2020. So just in the next 2 years, you would see that 100 megawatts jump up to over 1,400 megawatts. That's a big increase.
Of the half dozen or so solar farm proposals in Champaign County, only the Baywa proposal near Sydney is utility scale. The others are much smaller community scale projects. Their power output would be available for direct purchase by individual electric customers. One's, says Gallagher, who may be seeking an alternative to installing their own rooftop solar panels.
Maybe they're renters. Maybe they have too much shade. Maybe their house faces the wrong direction. They can sign up for a community solar program and get the benefits of solar power. Small businesses that may not own the building that they operate out of, they can also go for this community solar option.
Big or small, these solar projects have opponents, and in Champaign County, that includes officials in small towns. Most of the Champaign County solar projects seek to be built near small towns, where it's easier to plug into the power grid. But the mayors of those towns fear the solar farms will block future expansion. That was an argument then-Champaign County board member James Quisenberry made in November when he voted against a solar farm to be built north of St. Joseph, in an area where he says development is already happening.
And so this is a direction that the village is going to grow over time. I can't tell you how fast. But if you look at the picture, it's like, no, this is being put in close to where development might occur.
In this case, the Champaign County Board rejected the proposal, but others are winning approval. Approval at the local level is no guarantee a particular solar farm will be built soon. For community-grade projects, a lottery this month will decide which ones receive renewable energy credits from the Illinois Power Agency, and only a few projects will win. But in the long term, solar energy supporters are confident that more solar farms are on the way in Illinois, with or without state assistance, as the price of solar panels continues to fall. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.